So waiting is, oh, am I too loud now? No. Waiting is an inevitable part of human life. In these days of instant communication, thanks to email and mobile phones, it might seem that waiting is a dying art, but there is no escaping it altogether. It still takes time for a baby to develop in the womb or for a wound to heal. And sometimes waiting is excruciating. We pace up and down, or we bite our nails to relieve the anxious tension. Advent, though, is a different kind of waiting. Its keynote is expectation. We wait not in resignation or dread, but in joyful anticipation. We trust in God, confident that out of this present time of uncertainty, something new will emerge. The readings in the Bible urge us to keep awake. That's Mark 13:37. Or to wait for new heavens and new earth. That's 2 Peter 3:13. And to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. One aspect of that kind of waiting is watching, looking out for the signs of God's purpose. Clues are round us in the here and now, but we've got to be wide awake and looking out for them. If we're honest about it, Advent for most of us is also a time of frantic rushing around getting ready for Christmas. And taking time to escape the busyness may seem impossible. But let's try to be mindful of why we are doing what we are and enjoy the preparation. December is full of memorable sights, sounds, and smells. But the most important thing is that we're waiting for the birth of Christ. And at Christmas time, we again remember that first Christmas.